time for the Cardinal Conversation, live from Applebee's in Farmington on J98 The Boot. It's our monthly meeting with the Cardinal coaches and athletes to talk about Mineral Area College athletics.
Into the back row, Shelby Myers, Zulaga, plays it to the left side. Avendano for the match, the kill, and the win. And Mineral Area College advances to the round of the Elite Eight for the first time in program history. They do it 3-1 over the Laramie County Golden Eagles.
It's another exciting year for Mineral Area College athletics with the volleyball, basketball, softball, baseball, golf, cross country, and track programs all competing for championships.
Forbes looks in, nobody there, drives it now, curls it off the window. The reverse layup for Holly Forbes. 15 for the freshman out of North County.
Listen to play-by-play of Cardinal Athletics on AM 800 KREI, J98 The Boot, and online at MyMoInfo.com throughout every season.
All tied up at 68. Saunders drives, stops, fires it out front, ball stolen away by Edwards. Edwards driving down the floor, rises up and rocks the rim and puts back on top, 70-68.
It's time now to head to your neighborhood bar and grill, Applebee's, with Chad Speaker, Mineral Area College Athletic Director Jim Gerwitz, and the Cardinal athletes and coaches.
Fiersteak turns around on this fastball. This one's up there. This one's out there. Leadoff, home run! Caleb Fiersteak, that's how you start a ball game. Tonight here at Applebee's, it's the Cardinal Conversation. Tonight we focus on volleyball, but we'll talk about the entire athletics program. Jim Gerwitz on with me. Gene Merrill Doss as well. How many hats have you worn while you've been at Mineral Area College?
Quite a few.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. But you're one not going to be wearing any hats for very much longer.
Short timer. You know, retire in December.
As Dean of Students?
That's correct.
And also part-time athletic director for a while.
You got a tag team tonight. I'm 50%, Jim's 50% till January. And I'm doing the heavy hitting on the paperwork, and we try to split up some of the event activities.
You're smart, Jim.
But I'm going to turn him loose on paperwork December 1st.
There you go.
So when Mike Overman left then, you really were there to help bridge the gap then.
I was the gap.
Yeah, you were the gap, right, and the bridge.
Yeah, that's right. Bridge over troubled water.
So how did you have to learn a lot in a short period of time, or how did that...
I pretty much knew all of it anyway with my position because I do love sports, so I've been very involved with it from the get-go, and I did a ton of the paperwork to start with, the paper pushing, but the scheduling and arranging for travel and those kinds of things were more what Mike did, the new press release every Monday and booster club and things like that. So it's been an interesting experience since September 1st.
Well, you're a huge fan, too, like you said. You've always had a lot of interest in sports, and I always see you at all the games.
Yeah.
And you travel, too.
Right, sometimes.
Yeah, we've got our, we have our volleyball sweatshirts
our road
on.
Our shirts on, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So the volleyball team doing it again? Are you going to make the trip back out if they go again?
If they go, we will, yes.
Okay.
I'm kind of excited. I hope that they do. It'd be a nice way for me to end my career.
Yeah.
Because the rest of the sports will still be going on except for cross country.
So is Gene a good teacher?
Oh my God, she's great. We don't want her to leave, and I was kind of shocked when she said she was leaving. But we're gonna miss her for sure.
Yep. Yeah,
big shoes to fill that hopefully our new dean will be able to fill them. Yeah, Julie Sheets, she'll do a good job.
Right. Yeah. Congratulations to Julie as well.
She'll do great. I was joking with Jim. I had like about 5,000 pounds of adding machine tape after finishing the equity and athletics report. I keep trying to hand that off to an AD, and I can't keep them long enough to get them trained.
You could have your own parade with that, couldn't
you?
Right. Yeah,
it's pretty intense. My eyes were wide open when she was trying to show me how to do it.
Well, Jim also is the former baseball coach, and the World Series is not only going on in Boston at LA, but it's going on at Hal Lowry Field too, right?
That is correct. And
Mineral Area College is winning too.
That's right. It's the series tied 1-1, so they rained it out today. They didn't play today just because the rain was moving in. So I guess they'll move into tomorrow for the game 3. So
okay,
It'll be interesting. So
basically scrimmages.
Yeah, I was out there the first day. Me and Jeannie were out there the first day, and then the second day she was out there. I got hung up in the office doing some paperwork, and then next thing I knew, the volleyball game was getting ready to start, and so I didn't make it out there, and all the baseball guys were coming back in.
I actually had a bet with the team that wore the black jerseys. They told me they were going to make a clean sweep, and so I bet them if they did, I would ride my broom around the bases. So I brought my broom in with a big red bow yesterday, but luckily I figured that was a pretty safe bet, so I didn't have to. It's just in the dugout for cleanup now.
So now were you going to ride your broom because of the sweep or because it's Halloween and you were going to be a witch?
Well, both.
Okay,
both.
Well, it worked out both ways. Yeah, right. Yeah. You've like been the unofficial cook for some of the teams too.
Right.
Yeah.
I try to do a little cooking with all of them at some point.
They count on you.
That's right.
And I've heard that you even do specialty requests if a player is not from this neck of the woods, so to speak.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
What's the now to them it isn't strange, but maybe to people in the Midwest it's strange. So what's maybe the most far afield recipe you've ever put together for one of the athletes?
Well, probably two. For one of our players a couple of years ago, I made from his native country. In Africa, it was, in English, it's like a spicy hot chicken. It's quite a long process, and then you serve it with rice. Yeah. And so I always usually make Thanksgiving dinner for the basketball team. So that's what we had as part of our meal, and I was so surprised that everybody ate that, you know, before they even got to the turkey. And I'm going, no, that's Tony's food. Stay away from that. And probably the one last year that was the most different, and I couldn't get it for the Thanksgiving feast, but I made it for him later on because I had to special order it from Schnucks, was oxtail.
I remember that.
Braised oxtail.
Yeah.
So.
And I didn't know that you ended up making it later on.
Yes, I did.
How'd that go?
It went well.
Yeah? And
right.
He was happy? And
he was, and
you,
I did ask him to share, but he said he didn't have to worry about sharing it.
So the volleyball team actually completed their season last night. They were going to complete it actually Tuesday, I believe, against East Central, but they had to shuffle
East
that.
East Central had an issue that they couldn't make it on Tuesday, so they pushed it back to Wednesday, which was fine. I mean, it was a great sophomore night. We got to recognize the sophomores, and it was a great night. And we wrapped up the conference championship there. So there's another banner that will be hanging in the gym that we'll have to order and get it up there. And hopefully we can add, you know, going to the national tournament again, too.
Yeah. And they also got the one seed for the Region 16 tournament, the volleyball team. So they won't have to play that kind of, I guess you could call it a play-in to the championship Friday night. That'll be between West Plains and Jeffco, and then Mac plays noon on Saturday, and it's all right there at the Bob Seacrest Fieldhouse.
That's
right,
and hopefully we get the Cardinal loyal out there and come cheer on our volleyball girls because they're going to need it. It's going to be a tough match, but we want everybody that can come out to please come out and cheer them on.
Well, I thought that we had a great crowd for Midnight Madness against West Plains. That was they were really behind the team on that. I thought
it was a great night. You know, it went well. West Plains was a good team, and hopefully Jeffco will get them in the first match on Friday. But it'll be a tough match tomorrow for both those teams because both those teams are really good. So and then good thing we get the bye, so we're in the championship game no matter what, so that's what we want to get to, and Tim will talk more about it, but I know he'll have his girls ready.
Right.
Cross country just wrapped up. We had, in fact, we started the Cardinal conversation this year with the cross country team, and Coach, I know, is he's trying to build it. You can't get the whole thing built in 1 year, but they had some nice results this season.
Yeah, they did. I think the Toppins boy, he qualified to go to the national tournament, but he's had some issues with the top of his foot. He's had, they don't know if it was a stress fracture or what. He was having an MRI on Tuesday, and I haven't heard the results of that yet, but I think they're not going to take him just because he can't train. He's got like 2 weeks to really train really well, and he struggled in the last match or the last race with that foot. It was bothering him a bunch, and so coach opted out not to take him. So
the women's basketball team hosted some scrimmages a couple of weeks ago. They went to Lawrence, Kansas to scrimmage against some really top flight teams as well, and Kevin Thurman, who does color for us on the basketball broadcast, said they must be really good because this is usually the time of year that Coach Cuck starts to get grumpy, and he's not. He's all happy and excited, so we're looking for good things.
Yeah,
there.
They played really well. I talked to the coaches, and they said they played really well. They competed. They really didn't keep score. They kept score, but then they erased it at halftime, but Allie Allie Golden told me that they were leading every time they re-raced the score, so that's a good thing.
Yep, that is good. Allie, a player from last year from Potosi, right. And she's decided to kind of continue her basketball journey through coaching. I think she'll be a good one.
And I think she's been a great fit for the mix of our coaches and the team, and she's doing a great job.
Coach Cuck and Briley Palmer and of course Allie as well. And they lose Todd. He was always did a great job,
right.
Too. But they took their family elsewhere for some opportunities. The men's basketball team. He's played in two series of scrimmages. That's Coach Streggy with his team, and he's got an all new bunch. Not a single player's back from last year. So these are type of scrimmages where I think that could really benefit them having participated in those as they get ready to start the year.
Yeah, and they. They went to Carbondale last Saturday, and then they went to Danville, Illinois, the Sunday before. So, and they both said, our coach said that they played well, played hard, but, you know, he's trying different combinations and seeing what lineup's going to work at what time. So they'll be competitive.
And we did bring one student back. Terrell Woodson is back.
Yeah, but he was on the team but was unable. He didn't play last year because it was a transfer.
Yes,
yeah, so
yes.
In terms of everybody on the
new
team,
playing,
he does come back.
Yes.
But in terms of playing time, zero minutes return.
They're all starting from scratch.
Mm-hmm. And Coach Streggy's telling me they're going to be fast. They're going to run. They're going to shoot and pass. A lot like the first team that he had a few years back. So
I've got a few chances to watch them practice, and they're running and gunning. They look good. They're quick. They're fast. Mm-hmm. Their practices are high intensity. So they'll be fun to watch.
All right. Coming up next, we'll be joined by the manager here at Applebee's, Nicole Ellis. She's going to tell us about some of the special items that they have here, as well as the drinks. We want to thank Applebee's for being our new host of the Cardinal Conversation. Gene got back with me just as soon as we found out that Applebee's was going to host,
right.
And you were like, yeah, we got a great host.
Yeah.
So
that's
good.
Because they're in my neighborhood.
Yeah, they're in everybody's neighborhood. They're eating good in the neighborhood. And so we're going to talk to Nicole as she'll join us on the air here and tell us about some of the items that they have here at Applebee's, some of the things that they want to let you know about, and new things as well. In fact, Nicole's got a sheet here. So this is good. You're prepared. There are smiles all around. When I walked in, the place smelled great, so it's going to be hard for me to get through an hour without eating here. But how's Applebee's going?
Great. It's good.
Good deal. What are some of the new items that you want to let people know about?
The Big Boulder Grilled Combos. They start at $12.99. Grilled shrimp skewers, chicken breasts, half racks of ribs, 6-ounce sirloin, salmon, crunchy shrimp. All the combos come with a side of broccoli, coleslaw, and onion tanglers. There's a few sauces that you can choose from as well. The spicy Texan, the honey barbecue, and the fired up whiskey sauce. We have a featured drink, the new Perfect Jolly Rancher Margarita as well.
A Jolly Rancher Margarita.
Mm-hmm.
Have any
that
takers?
Good.
Yeah, okay, so I thought we'll have some takers
good.
On that one.
Yeah, it's served with a Jolly Rancher as well on the side. So.
Got the bar right in the middle,
yep.
And then I love how you have all the games on here too.
Yeah, we have them all.
Great
all
place
the time.
To come.
Perfect for Halloween, the Jolly Rancher.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
it
we
is.
We have the boo drinks going on too, the spooky boo drinks.
What are the boo drinks? Tell us about those.
We have a dollar zombie drink that's going on. We have the spooky Dracula's juice for $6.49 and the Boo Lagoon for $4.99.
Doesn't that zombie drink come with like a thing, a
yeah,
gummy brain
a gummy
or something
brain,
in
yeah.
it? That's what
yeah.
I remember from last time.
Yep,
gummy gummy brain, that sounds like me.
Yep, and the Boo Lagoon has a shark in it, so. Yep.
So you got to be careful with that
yeah.
one. Yeah, with a shark. Now, we'll hopefully Coach Copeland's athletes will be.
They better not.
But they can enjoy the food, okay?
There you go.
All right. Well, Nicole, what are you guys' hours here at Applebee's?
We open at 11 a.m. Monday through Sunday. We close at 11 on Monday through Thursday, and then Friday and Saturday at midnight.
All right, very good. Thanks for hosting us.
All right, thank you.
You betcha. Nicole Ellis joining us on the Cardinal Conversation. And coming up next, we'll talk with the coaches, Sammy Meyer and Tim Copeland, the volleyball coaches for Mineral Area College, joining us next right here on the Cardinal Conversation at Applebee's on the Boot.
When life changes, where can you get the health care that you or your loved one needs? Try Presbyterian Manor,
where we consider you family. Being a member of our family means having a skilled, compassionate team, making sure you live your best life. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to see why the community voted us the best independent living, best assisted living, and best skilled nursing community in the Parkland area.
Mark Todi here with a look at my life away from the radio station. Once I get home, I usually melt into my recliner, which I got from Chris and Jamie at Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills. Heck, sometimes I don't make it out of the recliner, but if I do, I usually head over to my sofa, which also comes from Patsy's. And after a couple of hours of TLC with my recliner and sofa, it's off to bed, which, by golly, also comes from Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills. Hey, I love my furniture from Patsy's right off Highway 67 at the Parkway Drive exit, and you won't find better people to deal with than Chris and Jamie. It really is true. You'll love to shop at Patsy's.
Well, we're eating good in the neighborhood. We're at Applebee's tonight, host of our Cardinal Conversation here for the 2018-29 sports season, Mineral Area College Athletics, and always fun to be joined by the volleyball team, Tim Copeland, Sammy Meyer joining us on the program now. And Tim, just wrapping up the regular season last night, and another win, another sweep, 24-3 on the regular season, and congrats. I know you had high expectations going in. It's been a program that has been a high performer, and you guys have kept that standard up this year.
Well, it's worked out pretty good. You know, it's at the beginning of the season, you never know what you're going to get until you get going. And, you know, at the beginning, we wasn't sure how everybody was going to come together. But this group's worked really hard, and it's also been a good group to get along and mesh together. It's been a really good group to watch, you know, interact. And they've been playing pretty good, you know, for the most part. I've had some hiccups here and there, but they've battled through it and hopefully grown a little bit from the close matches they've won and learned from the losses and, you know, kind of went from there. And we was walking out last night after the game. Nate was talking to me. He said, "Hey, Coach," he goes, "you got 60 wins in 2 years. That's pretty good." And I was like, I didn't even think about it, because I don't think about that stuff. But he was, like, keeping track, you know, and I'm like, yeah, it's very proud of the girls from last year, this year, you know, type thing. So it's a good thing to have on the resume for them, for the program, and for recruits coming in type things. So it's a good thing.
I know when you build a team, you have obviously the talent in front of you, and maybe you have a vision of kind of what maybe they could become. How has their progress throughout the year matched up with maybe what you thought they could be this year?
Well, you know, it's been, like I said, it's been challenging, just because I think this group's, they're really good to get along on and off the court. They work hard. I think it's taken a little while for them to mesh the entire season. Even though our record is 24-3, you know, it's successful and it's, you know, top 10 in the nation or whatever. But I think we still go through some little learning curves every night we play. And hopefully that makes us stronger and makes us better as a team going into the regional tournament now. So that's the goal, is make sure you get a little better every week.
What do you think the personality of this team is, Sammy?
In one word?
Well, maybe we'll expand on the word, but you know, are they intense? Do they have fun? How would you describe the team?
I think it's just a really goofy bunch. Like, I mean,
goofy. Okay.
We don't push for like 1 second in practice, and they're laughing and, like, you know, looking at each other's fingers, and I mean, it's very like goofy. But they have a lot of fun together, and I think that the team chemistry that they do have, we didn't have last year, and I think it's a really cool aspect, and I think it contributes to how they kind of get along on and off the court, and it's an advantage for us.
Sounds like a team that picks each other up.
It's a different team last year. You know, last year's team had players that didn't mind getting in your face and pushing you and having a way. If you didn't work hard, they didn't care, and that rubs people wrong some way, you know, and sometimes those players are not the ones you want to hang out with back at the apartments or hang with on trips. And this group's kind of the opposite. There's not a group of, you know, pushers and get in your face type thing, but everybody likes each other. They all want to play for each other. They all want to win for each other. So it's a different type of atmosphere. You know, this one here is still wanting to win and play and succeed for each other. Last year it was like, it was a few girls that you didn't play hard, you got reamed out, and I didn't have to worry about it, you know, to say anything. So it's just a different, but they all played hard. You know, it's like, it's just a different group, but still successful and still doing the things they need to do to accomplish their goals.
So does that mean that you have to be the bad guy sometimes?
Sammy's the bad guy.
Always.
Sammy does a great job.
85 pounds, she's the heavy over here.
She does a great job with everything. She came in last year and, you know, kind of took over that spot and was nervous she could be and getting her feet wet. And now she's turning into a real coach because she's thinking at nighttime, trying to figure out what to do tomorrow and staying up at night. I was like, yep, becoming a new coach now, or real coach.
But something that I've noticed about Sammy that's just like you, she's always pushing to be better. You know, her standards are up there.
Yes, and that's part of, you know, she played for me back in 13-14, and they went to Columbia College, won the national championship, yeah, NAIA, and what, finished eighth the next year or something like that. So her level of where she wants to be as a coach is also where she was at as a player. So that was good coming back. She also knew me, how I coached her and how my styles and what I expected on and off the court with grades, or, you know, how they represent themselves off the court. So it was not a transition for me to try to teach her that. She already understood day one. She was a little nervous about the coaching part, but she's done it. I mean, she's really, really good.
Have you always had that drive, Sammy?
I would say it developed more, you know, like the older that I got. And then Columbia College was definitely a huge step up for me, just because it was just super, super intense the whole time. But my coach there was really, really intense, and I think it just, like, kind of, I try and balance that, you know, like how I was taught at Mac and then how I was taught at Columbia, and just try and find, like, a happy medium so we can apply it to the girls at Mac pretty effectively.
Well, I coached my brother, but that was at the high school level.
Yeah.
And so this is a different level. What's it like coaching your sister?
It's challenging at times. I think we're super close, though, so I think, you know, even when you have bad days, you can still kind of forget about the coach-player relationship and just say, hey, I'm still here for you. You know, it's still family in the end, at the end of the day.
They've both done a good job with the transition, you know, because, yeah, you know, being her sister is difficult because you want to be harder maybe on her because she's blood and you're used to doing that. But on the other hand, she has to be fair with her too because she's still learning as a, you know, a sophomore. And they both pretty much have figured out how to make it work really well. And that was one of the things that we talked about even early before, because I talked to Shelby about her coming back last year. You know, is that going to be a problem? Can you work with your sister? Because I don't want conflict for her as a new coach. I don't want her conflict as a player coming back for me. But they've done a really good job with meshing together, and I think everybody else understands she's hard on her as anybody probably. So, and sometimes she has to back off a little bit because it's her sister, you know, it's different. It's like my sister goes and does stuff with us on a trip or something. Her and I are at it all the time just because it's brother-sister. So it worked out, though. It's doing good.
So you lose three All-Americans, but the respect for the program didn't wane at all. You've been really highly regarded in the national polls all year. You have a national player of the week to show for it as well, too.
Yeah, I tell you what, this has been very humbling for me and very respectful, the recognition we've gotten across the country. It's not just been from the area. You know, it's like making it, you know, we were ranked fifth in the nation, which has never happened before. I mean, even last year's team undefeated and everything else, we got eighth was the highest we got. You know, we got a 16th national tournament, but we were still ranked eighth. And to be able to move up like they've moved us up, you know, as quick as they did from where we're at to five and then now we're nine. But, you know, it's one of those deals where it's definitely respect across the board for the program, for what we've done in the last couple, 3 years. And you know, it feels good, you know, as coaching staff to see that. And she's sending me stuff like, hey, guess where we are this week? Because it's not like we're trying to pat ourselves on the back, but it's respect for the kids.
You know, and exciting.
Yeah, it's exciting. Yeah. And for Mac Volleyball, for Mac. You know, I mean, last year we had a lot of people that wasn't around here. You know, St. Charles area. Where's Monterey College at? Is that Park? Where's Park Hills? You know, it's like because we were doing exciting things, national ranking. You know, so it's kind of been the same way this year, except now everybody's expecting us to win. Like, the last 2 years we went, so now it's like, okay, so when we go to nationals, it's like, we got seven games to go. It's like, we have to beat this team. We have to go, you know. So it's been a little more calm everybody down a little bit. We got to get there first, you know. So we know Saturday, you know, we put ourselves in a position, I feel like, to accomplish things. You know, we knew after we got done with Jeffco, everything else is at our place. You know, West Plains coming here. We knew regionals was here. Our goal was to win conference, which we did the other night. Our goal was to get a bye in the regional tournament, so we didn't have to play two back to back like they did last year. So we've accomplished that, and we knew everything had to come through MAC court, Monterey College. You know, so we're sitting where we wanted to sit. Now we've got to finish the job, and it won't be easy Saturday. Whoever we play, either one of those teams, they're both playing better than they were a month ago. You know, West Plains beat Iowa Western the other day.
I was going to ask you tonight if that surprised you. Were you surprised at all?
Yeah, sure.
Because Iowa Western, I mean, they're a monster program.
You know, we went up there 2 weeks ago and played up there. We went four games with them, took one game off. You know, but if they're prepared and ready to play, they have a lot of horses, a lot of power. So, you know, West Plains been playing better, you know, of lately, and they've played a lot of five games matches and lost against a good team, so they're right there in every match. It's not like they're getting, you know, blown out. So that's a challenge for us. We feel like that's who we got to play. And Jefferson, they played West Plains the other day. It was a 32-30 match, won the first game. So, they, you know, it's a situation where they could have went 5-1. So I think both of them are playing more better than they were, I guess, a month ago. And now they're looking at each other going, we just have to beat Mac one game. I mean, and it's tough because we've won their place and our place, their place and our place. And now we got to beat them a third time. It's just – that's tough. I mean, you got to really come in mentally prepared for that because all they have to do is beat you once, and they're going. You know, and you know, it's just a little tougher than what it seems like. Okay, let's beat them again. You beat them last week. It's not that way.
24-3. You have not lost to a team that hasn't been ranked. I mean, all the teams that have been able to beat you have been ranked and highly. Compare, if you would, last year's schedule to this year's schedule, and was this year's schedule tougher, as competitive? How do you look at that?
Well, I mean, it changes weekly, you know. Yeah. So, like, when I first started this year's season and we scheduled our games and tournaments, stuff like that, you know, we had over half of our component, you know, half of our opponents was ranked in the top 20 last year and this year. As the season went along, like at the very beginning, Indian Hills is ranked 7th in the nation early in the season. Well, they're not ranked now. So it's like you were playing a 7th-ranked team first 3 weeks. We didn't play them to the 6th week, and they wasn't ranked in the top 20. So looking at last year's rankings and this and putting them together, this year's rankings is higher that we're playing teams. Just because if last year, like we were 8th last year, we're 9th now. Well, we were ranked last year higher than this year. So if somebody plays us, they're still playing our 8 or 9 team. So Indian Hills, you know, we played about 3 weeks ago. They were ranked, you know, they were getting votes 23, 24, but they were ranked in top 10 3 weeks before that. They just lost some teams. So this year's schedule, if you're going off last year's rankings and this year, is tougher than last year. But we still played, went to Hutch last year and played 3 out of 4 top 15 teams. You know, we played West Plains last year. It was ranked. I mean, you just had things that are just different, you know. But this schedule this year probably is more ranked teams than last year, but it's still a schedule. Last year wasn't easy. I mean, it was just we had a really, really strong team.
Sammy, some teams can take two or three items and say, if we do these things, we're going to win. Other teams just find different ways to win all the time. What's this team been like?
I think if we serve aggressively and pass well, we always have a good shot. Our hitters, if we can find our middles, get on the ball, they always seem to score points. Our outsides are playing solid. Mel's always a good option on the backside. So if we can really challenge whoever we're playing, I don't care who it is, with a good aggressive serve, you know, get them out of system. And then when we're receiving, if we can just really put the ball into system, I think we can hang with anybody, you know. We have great hitters up there. But I think it's really just about serving and passing when it comes down to the nuts and bolts of it.
So those are the common traits. And a lot of times, Coach, when I will tell you you're ranked this much in the country in this category, you'll say it's because of these certain things. Well, you guys are second in the country in attack percentage at 330, and maybe like Sammy said, a lot of that is because you pass so well.
Yeah, if we can't pass, you can't get the set, yeah, to the setter, and she can't set whoever's your best hitter. I don't care who it is. And that's, you know, she's brought that in a little more than even last year than what I did before that. You know, her biggest thing was is at Columbia College, they passed and served every day. I mean, that was more than we did. I mean, we did it every day too, but they do, you know, she brought in, we do 3 drills a day where it's 45 minutes of a 2-hour practice of nothing but serving and serve receiving. That's it. And I never put that much on it before. And it kind of depends on your teams, I guess, too. If you have really good passers and are already good, when they come here, you can just keep them polished. And our passers, I think, our defensive players have really, from day one to now, you know, have seen the difference of 1,000 balls a day compared to, you know, a couple hundred. And sometimes they'll say, man, we're passing all the time. But then they'll say, man, we passed really good tonight. So, you know, it's like I think they have to stop and think about, why are you passing so good? Because in practice you're passing a lot of balls, you know. It's part of the deal. So this group, I think, is understanding. And, you know, we got one game Saturday, I feel like, is the game we need to win. And that puts us in a position, I think, a path that we want to take to get back to the national tournament. But we got to take one game at a time. You know, it's just part of that deal. And Saturday, no matter who we play, is not going to be easy. We're hoping to have a big fan base out there just like they had at Midnight Madness, and because that energizes us. You know, even if we don't get every point, the ones we do, we get a little higher because the crowd's behind us, and that's really important for us for Saturday. So I hope, you know, we can get everybody out there like they did the other night.
We'll have a couple of those players on that kind of start that passing game for you. Shelby Meyer and Ainsley Finch going to join us on the show. And
yep,
I'll tell you what, they they're a blur in your back line going after those balls.
They've really come a long ways in 2 years. You know, from their first year when they got here, you know, Ainsley coming from Farmington, she was a six rotation player. She played back row, front row, hit and everything else, and made the adjustment to just concentrate solely on what I felt like she could really do the best in pass, and she's really come a long ways, and she's taken ownership this year too with being a captain where she wasn't last year, and she's talking more and taking more, you know, more ownership in the back row. Shelby the same way. She came to me as a defensive player, but she stepped in that libero spot last year and stayed on the court all the time. She's a captain this year. Both of them have really stepped it up in that defensive slash serve receive serving you know, position, and they're really part of our reason why we're where we're at. So really proud of them, and you know, I'm sure they're seeing it from last year to this year too. So
we talk about it. You do such a great job of blending the local talent that we talked about there with some talent from other areas too. Some of the teams this year that have made the state playoffs: Farmington, so Ainsley's program, Arcadia Valley always has a strong program, they're in the state brackets, Lesterville. Is the state of high school volleyball around this area, do you think it's pretty good?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's like you may have teams that make it to state or whatever else, but you only have one or two players that I need to look at because I'm losing eight players, so I can't pick up 12, 15 every year. You know, I have to. So I have two middles leaving me, I have two outsides leaving me, I have two defensive players leaving me. So there's six players, but I can't go to one school and go, okay, I need every one of the middles because I only need one because of whatever. So there's talent that we're looking at around here. I mean, we're looking at, we're going to work out on Sunday the 28th after the regional this weekend, and I think we got nine kids coming in from anywhere from Herman to Washington, Missouri, to, you know, Warrenton, to Lesterville, to Pius. So a lot of area kids, so to speak, that we're looking at, and we only need four or five people, but we're looking at 10 kids that day.
You already have a Farmington player that's going to come over, Blair Busenbark, right?
She's already committed. Yeah, yeah. She hasn't signed, obviously, because November 1st we can't sign, but she's already committed, and she's coming next year, and that'd be someone would be able to fill in for, you know, Ainsley or Shelby kind of position and feel like she's really strong and going to be able to come right in and step right in and be able to play as long as she's ready to go. So okay, we're happy with that, for sure.
So we're going to talk to Shelby and Ainsley, and then also Melissa Avendano-Toro and Raylan Dodd, right?
Yep.
Going to join us
all,
as well?
All the sophomores and all four captains, so be good for you guys, and they'll be able to fill you in.
Sounds good. Okay, we'll take them in two rotations then in our two spots. Tim Copeland, Sammy Meyer, thanks so much for joining us on our Cardinal Conversation here at Applebee's. Coming up next, we talk to the players right here at Applebee's on J98.
Josh Harris is on the line with Midwest Sports Center, Highway 67 in Farmington. Josh, it's not too early to start thinking about Christmas, and you have some great stocking stuffers, don't you?
That's right, we do, Mark. Remember, on the road, off the road, or on the water, Midwest Sports Center, your ultimate outdoor toy store. Payments on ATVs as low as $79 a month. Side-by-side starting out at $129 a month. Stop in and see us at 124 Walker Drive, right next to Redfield Collision Center, Farmington, Missouri.
And that's Josh Harris at Midwest Sports Center in Farmington.
The Jefferson County YMCA Veterans Program is committed to providing a welcoming and positive environment for veterans of any branch of the U.S. Armed Forces. The Veterans Program has assisted veterans with job placement, grants to help pay bills, food drives, transportation assistance, distribution of donated household items, and temporary housing assistance for homeless vets. The Jefferson County Y also offers VA counseling sessions on the first Tuesday of every month. For more information, call Ted Lures at 636-931-9622.
We're back on the Cardinal Conversation at Applebee's in Farmington. We're eating good in the neighborhood. You can too. Come on by. They've got great food, great drinks, terrific service, and they've got all the games on as well. And we've got the Mineral Area College Cardinal volleyball team with us, ranked ninth this week in the country. They just finished up the regular season, 24-3. And great to be joined by Shelby Meyer from St. Pius High, who's being pestered by her coach, and also Ainsley Finch from Farmington. Ainsley, first of all, congratulations on your team getting back in the state brackets. They won as the 2 seed.
I'm super proud of them.
I bet you are. You were probably busy practicing, or did you get to go see them?
No, I was busy practicing.
Have you got to see them at all this year?
No, I haven't. No? We've been so busy lately. Okay. I just haven't got to get over there.
Okay, well, the tradition lives on. 14 out of the last 16 years, Farmington High has made the state tournament. Won their district. And then for St. Pius, they're the back-to-back state champs, too.
Mm-hmm.
But they fell a little short of getting into the bracket this year. But boy, a couple of terrific high school programs. Shelby, how do you feel like your high school program helped you kind of prepare to become a college player?
Yeah, I think it really did. just because of all the success in high school and stuff and just what it took to get to state and, like, do – just be successful in high school, I think that translates over to how we work hard and are successful at MAC.
Is there something about just winning – beget winning? I mean, you know, if you play at St. Pius, I mean, losing is not really an option. I mean, you guys hold yourself to a very high standard there. Do you think there's something to that?
Yeah, I do. I think that, like, the more that we demand out of ourselves in high school or in college, I think that the more you'll get out of it. Coaches, players, like, whatever. You have to demand high of yourself and of everyone else, and then it translates to how we play.
And Ainsley, how about the Farmington High School program? How did that program help to prepare you for the college? I know it's still a step up.
Yeah.
But how did it kind of help to prepare you for that?
Just the intensity. Like, we were always fighting to win games no matter what it took. And I feel like that carried over into MAC. Like, it just, the drive I had to just win games, it all just, like, worked together. Like, I went from high school to college and just working hard and trying to do your best.
Coach Copeland mentioned it. I've talked about the accomplishments of the program over the past couple of years, but he said 60 wins in the last two seasons. That's tremendous success out of the 2 years that you guys have been there. Did you come to MAC figuring on, you know, that type of success? Maybe that's part of what drew you to MAC, is maybe you saw that potential. I don't know.
Yeah, I knew they were good the year before we came, and it was definitely a big reason, and it's very attractive to come into a successful program. But, yeah, I think that it's definitely part of the success, yeah.
How about you? Did you foresee this level of success, Ainsley?
I definitely foresaw it. They were really good coming in when we came in.
All right, so I see you two diving all over the back line. Walls never hit the floor. Who is the, but I also see like Sydney Bosler. She's out there diving around too. Who is the quickest player on this team?
I'd have to go with Shelby.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
I was going to go with Sid. She's so fast.
She? Yeah.
Yeah.
She is. She has a lot of floor to cover too though. So she has to be fast.
Is it all raw quickness, or is there anticipation and reading the hit that helps you make you look quick too?
I guess reading the hit would make you look a little faster because you're there and you're ready for the ball to be hit at you. But you just got to be on your toes. Yeah. You can't be on your heels.
You guys are a blur. I'm amazed. I mean, you're just flying through the air, you know. And I'd see, like, Ainsley going, like, horizontal.
Yeah, I know.
And then, like, you I see going, like, low and scooping and then getting on the floor. So I think it's tremendous. Take me through, if you would. So the set is going up on the other side, right? And they're getting ready to hit. What are you looking at? What are you reading? How do you anticipate where the ball is going to go? And I'll start with you, Shelby.
So I have to watch for, as soon as the ball leaves the setter's hands, I have to watch for setter dumps, and I have to get everything in the middle of the court first. And then I'm supposed to transition back to my line, and then transition back to my line, and then you're watching the hitter's hands and trying to read where the ball is going to go and anticipate from that.
Is part of that knowing where your block is too, and obviously they can't go through your block, so you don't have to cover that, but they could dump it over your block maybe.
Right. Yeah, that's a huge part of it. Whenever we have a good block set up, then obviously, right, like you said, they can't hit through it, so you can just set up outside the block, and then if they're going to tip over it, then that's over on the whole other side of the court. That's not mine, but yeah, it's huge.
How do you see that process, Ainsley?
The same. You have to read the hitters, obviously, their hips, where they're facing whenever they're going up to hit the ball. It mostly, what I read is the block, though. If the block is good, like Shelby said, then we set up on either the outside shoulder of the blocker or the inside to take the hard cross or the line.
So on Saturday, you'll play for the Region 16 Championship. It'll be either against West Plains or Jeffco. Preference at all? You want to play either one of them? Does it matter?
No, not for me. I'm sure they'll both show up and play, and I'm just looking for a good game.
What are the challenges facing you with either one of them? What does Jeffco or maybe West Plains, what do they present in terms of challenges when you face them on Saturday?
I mean, they're both really good teams with, like, a bunch of different strengths and weaknesses of their own. I think the fact that we both played them, like, three or four times is kind of a disadvantage to both of us because we both
know.
Disadvantage as an advantage because we both know, like, all of our weaknesses and strengths so well.
It's not like you're going to change a lot.
Right.
I mean, I wouldn't think.
Right.
Toward the, I mean, you're going to take your relative strengths into the match, right?
Yeah. Right.
So how do you see as the challenges of those programs, Ainsley?
They both just have really strong hitters, so we just need to get our blocks up and take care of business Saturday.
All right. It'll be a noon first serve.
Yes.
We'll be on the air on KREI. We'll have the match for listeners 11:45 at the Bob Secrest Fieldhouse. Talk a little bit about, was the Midnight Madness, was that the best crowd that you had this year?
That was definitely the strongest crowd we've had.
I thought they were awesome. What's that mean to you when you get a great crowd, great support like that?
It just makes us fired up and ready to play. We know people are watching, so we have to give them a show.
Yeah, same with you, Shelby?
Yeah, I agree.
You agree. What are you studying, Shelby?
I don't know yet, actually. Probably figure it out.
Are you going to continue your studies and maybe your volleyball after MAC?
Yeah, I plan to, somewhere.
Anybody, are you looking at anybody right now, or is it just wait and see right now?
Yeah, we're just going to wait.
How about you, Ainsley?
I'm studying physical education. I'm going to major in that.
Teacher?
Yes.
Yeah?
PE teacher, yes. And then I'm going to hopefully be a coach soon.
I was going to say coach, yeah,
yes.
too.
All yep. right,
very good. Well, invite listeners out to come and watch you play Saturday.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. Everyone
definitely.
Come on out.
All right,
it'll be
cool.
super fun.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Shelby Meyer,
thanks.
Ainsley Finch joining us on our Cardinal Conversation. And go out and watch them. They're fantastic players, a great team, and they're going to play at noon for the Region 16 Championship at the Bob Secrest Fieldhouse on the Mineral Area College campus. On our next segment, we talk to the bigs, Melissa Avendano-Tora and Ray Linda, next on our Cardinal Conversation from Applebee's.
Holsch Tractor and Equipment continues to be the leader of compact tractor sales for St. Francis and surrounding counties. How, you ask? It's simple. By selling the best quality for the best price with a proven best warranty on the market. Hi, it's Hannah with LS, the major brand maker of two other brands. Brands that you already know and love. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, you get that same franchise quality with the best 6-year parts and labor warranty and more standard features than I can name in this 60-second ad. This month, get the 35-horsepower 4-wheel drive diesel tractor with loader and skid steer front bucket for only $16,999. That's right, get the 35-horsepower compact diesel tractor with loader for only $16,999. Give us a call today, 573-756-4353, or stop by Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32. Kohl's Tractor and Equipment. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd.
In the neighborhood tonight in Farmington, talking Mineral Area College volleyball. The MAC Cardinals ranked 9th in the country, 24-3 on the season. They will play Saturday at noon at the Bob Secrest Fieldhouse for the Region 16 Championship. Great to be joined now by Melissa Avendano-Toro from Bogota, Colombia.
Medellin.
Why did I screw that up? Is that close to Bogota? Am I even close?
Bogota is the capital of Colombia.
Yes.
And Medellin is another main city, but they are close, but
they
are so different.
How do I spell Medellin?
M-E-D-E-L-L-I-N.
How do I say it again?
Medellin.
Medellin? Did I do that right?
Yes,
good. How big is Medellin?
I don't know.
Is it a million people?
50, no. Colombia has 56 million people.
My gosh.
So Medellin probably has, I don't know, 30,000. I don't really know.
I think Coach Copeland is going to come in to, you actually were, you were poking Shelby in the side during her interview. So what do you hope to be doing here?
I was just giving Shelby a little trouble because she's talking about how she, you know, if I'm reading it right, I'm supposed to get over my angle, but a lot of times she forgets to get over the angle. And I was going to ask her, what exactly happens if you don't get to your angle? Kind of like Mel, what happens if you don't close that block?
They're going to make a point.
Yeah, they're going to make a point.
It's a pop quiz. She passed, though.
She did good.
So that's great. Melissa, the coaches have talked about, and you talked to me a little bit about on our post-game show, how the chemistry of this team is so good, about how last year there were people that held you responsible to get better, but now everyone is kind of trying to build each other up. Talk a little bit about how you guys get along and how you've improved.
I think this team, all players have the talent to be a leader. And if everyone does their own job, we can do anything we want. So I think in every game we have improved because we are fixing our mistakes and we are doing better every time.
What's your favorite match of the year so far?
The Tyler one was pretty good.
Tyler
and Hutch, five-game long match.
And New Mexico.
The first time around.
The first time.
Right.
And
not the second time.
No,
we won't talk about that
and
one.
First time what's playing.
Yeah, at their place, five games.
Five, yeah.
Rough crowd, 2 hours and 10-minute match, and we pulled it out at the end. You know, that's a pretty good win, pretty good builder there.
Were they like throwing AA batteries at you guys?
No, not
floor?
Quite that, but they're a lot of rough. They're pretty rough down there with the crowd and the with the name call. It's a pretty rough place.
I've been there. You're right.
Basketball, yeah.
You're right. Yeah. Raylan is she represents the brick in the wall. She stops everybody from hitting. And Raylan, would you rather have a huge hit, a huge kill, or a big block?
It just depends. I mean, if it goes straight down, that's awesome. I'd love to have that. But getting an awesome block off of a good hitter is awesome, too.
They're both great, I guess.
Yeah.
That's true. So you came in last year, and you had Popovich. She was the sophomore, and she kind of knew what to do at the college level. And then you came along and were this great blocker as well. What did you learn maybe from Coach or maybe from Popovich, I don't know, or from somebody else on the team to kind of help you improve at the college level last year that you carried into this season?
Well, when I first came in last year, the game was really fast for me because at Fredericktown, the game's slower, and it just took me a while to get the pace of the game to go. And Coach would always say, you got to go faster, you got to jump faster. And then she was always just like, you can do it, you can do it. And I think that's what I kind of brought in. And Annika would always say, well, you got it. You're going to get it next time. Like, and she would always help me and try to correct me and tell me what to do next to be better.
So so you had that from last year. You brought that into this year. So was the game kind of slower starting this year as compared to last year then?
I would say coming off of the season we did last year, it's very hard to top that. But, I mean, coming in this year, we came in practicing hard, and I think we've just really, we've brought it.
Is adjusting to the speed of the game, is that more physical or mental?
Both. You got to keep telling yourself, get your feet there, you got to be fast everywhere you go. You got to jump faster. If their sets are really low, you got to jump quicker. You just got to be ready for whatever the other team's doing.
What do you appreciate about the way Melissa plays?
Melissa's always positive. She's very positive to play with, and if she messes up, she's like, "Oh, I'll get it next time." You know, she's very reliable person to play with.
Both of these players came in last year. You know, with Mel coming in from a different country, but also a different style of play, have to make adjustments and learn. You know, Raylan's talking about coming in from Fredericktown. The game was faster and having to understand what I got to do and the mental part of figuring it out. And both of them figured that out last year. Very well, and they both progressed all last year and came in. Both of them are captains this year. Both of them are leaders, like you said about, you know, Mel is very positive. She's very upbeat about everybody. She's never said a negative word that I know of, you know, from anybody.
She doesn't know negative words.
Not much.
No. She doesn't.
And Raylan is coming this year as a captain, and she's a little more demanding of players around her and makes herself a little better because she's pushing others, so it makes her better. So both of them have really grown as players from day one when they got to me to now, and it's really not – I'm not saying because of me, but I'm saying because they have figured it out, you know, and it always takes a little while. The freshman usually takes the first semester or the first season to really figure out what I got to do here. Then because Annika was the same way. Annika came in her first year, I didn't think she could play at all because she just wasn't energetic. She wasn't tuned into what she needed to do. She wasn't focused on working hard off the court and the extra stuff you have to do to get faster, to get, you know, better. And then by her, you know, second year, she was top 10 in the nation with blocks, but she started seeing it. I can do this here, you know, and it just takes a little while sometimes. And both of them have done a really good job here, you know, to step up and learn from their first semester or first season to bring that in now. And they've both been good leaders for me. And both of them are really good in the front row for newbies coming in and for people from last year seeing they're strong and they're mentally ready to play. And, you know, like I tell Ray all the time, sometimes I watched her last year and she didn't lead. you know, and I need her to lead this year. And she stepped up and done that, and she's got a captain role. And Mel the same way. Mel was excited because team captain, you know, they voted her as one of the captains. She was very, and that's a prestige thing for a kid that's not from around here that shows leadership and people respect her, and she's a team captain, and that's something she was proud of, and they are. So, and they've handled that really well and done a really good job, and, you know, they're prepared every night and wanting to play and wanting to win, and that's what we got to have out of your captains, especially your sophomores that are, you know, been there last year and they want to go back, I think, and it's one of those deals where they have to come and play every night, and they understand that.
Melissa, what do you appreciate about the way that Raylan plays?
Raylan, she's always positive too, and she's energetic. If we, like, sometimes when we don't celebrate, she's like, hey, let's go celebrate, like, keep it up the energy. And she's a really good player. She helps me, like, whenever I am not doing good in the block, she's like, oh, don't flow. Like, she's trying to help me too, and she's trying to help also our teammates. And she's nice, like, she never say also a bad word. Like, we understand
true,
each other.
No bad words, Raylan?
I don't say bad words.
You're right. That's good. I think volleyball is the most celebrating sport that I've ever seen.
Well, you have points
it's
are done
part
in
of
seconds.
The culture.
Yeah, and points are scored in seconds. I mean, you know, for you may serve, pass, set, hit it out, and the other team scores, that took 7 seconds, you know, 5 seconds. So it's like there's constantly a momentum change, whether it be this side gets 2 points in a row, but then they lose two. It's just constantly an up or down type thing. And the team that doesn't make as many points or doesn't make as many mistakes usually has more, obviously, scoring points, but they also have more energy or momentum. It lasts longer. So we always preach every day about don't score. I know you're not going to score a point, but don't cost me a point. Because if you cost me a point, it gives momentum back to them, and they have a point. If you don't hit it in, I mean, if you hit it in, but they dig it up and you have to play it, they may hit it out. So it's like you may get the point back even though you didn't get a kill. So it's always about don't cost points. Don't make the mistake. Make the other team have to play the ball and make a mistake, because they're going to make mistakes too. And we've done, I think, a pretty good job this year of understanding that, hey, if it's not a good ball, don't just rip it out of bounds by 20 feet. Tip it in, make them have to play it. You know, worst case scenario, don't miss serve. Who miss serves? We're serving aggressively, but, you know, I want to be 6 aces, 4 errors, not 6 errors, 4 aces, you know. So understand where the game is, where you're at in the game. It's game point or it's after timeout, and make sure the other team has to play the ball. So, you know, hopefully, and these guys have done a good job with, and Ray does a good job with, if she's focusing hard on herself, then she's good with other people. Sometimes if she forgets to stay focused on herself, what she's supposed to do, then somebody else like Mel has to pick her up and get her back in the game, you know. So they do a good job of, I think, helping each other across the board, and that's a good sign of a good team.
Raylan, what are you studying?
I'm studying to become a physical therapy assistant.
Yeah? Great.
Yeah.
Okay. And do you want to play volleyball, too, when you continue your education as well?
Yeah, I definitely want to play. I'm not really sure where yet, but I'm waiting to see after season. If anybody is interested, and I'm going to take some visits and see what I like.
I think somebody's going to be interested. And, you know, you do well as a team, that interest really picks up, doesn't it?
We've been getting emails for a couple months, you know, on kids, sophomore kids, or, you know, outside, right sides, defense. I got three today, you know, giving Sammy. And it's just one of those deals where I try to keep everybody that's asking, look, none of my kids have signed yet. They're all going to be looking, but we're in the run of trying to get regionals, districts, nationals, you know, as that goes on, we'll be sure to get film or everything else. But it's a matter of I want to stay focused on what we're doing. No visits now. You know, you got plenty of time after season's over. But the longer run we make, the more you get looked at, the more, you know, nationals, you get scouts there all the time and everything else. So, you know, we're just trying to get one game come Saturday, get that one done, then work our way to districts and keep on going and, you know, make yourself to where you get recognized by playing longer.
Are you looking to continue your education and your volleyball playing in the United States?
Yes, I would like that. I am also waiting for offers, and I would like to be, like, the people, like, in the other universities being interested in me, and I would like to continue my volleyball.
What do you, what would you like to study?
Business. International business.
Okay.
Businesswoman. I would like to be a businesswoman.
I can see that, for sure. Yeah, I can see that. What do you miss about home?
The food.
Yeah.
The weather when here is cold.
Yeah, she's like freezing now. You know, it's like 46
degrees.
Yes, I
have two hoodies. Like, yeah. I'm wearing two hoodies.
And back home, she'd be on the beach. It's like 80, you know.
So are you a surfer?
No.
No.
Beach bum.
just a beach bum. Yeah. So what's your favorite dish or your favorite food that you don't get here?
Actually, my favorite one is in my city. The name is Bandeja Paisa, but in the school they have made that for me.
Oh, and the people like it. Did Dean Gene make that?
No, Dave, the Alexander.
Dave
the
did. Oh, okay.
He does good. Because the school has quite a few internationals now,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So he'll say, hey, what do you make back at, you know, in Colombia or Brazil?
Yeah,
or
so I made researched the recipe, and I gave to David the recipe and all the details, and he made.
Did he do a good job?
Yes, yeah. Really good
Dave's
job.
Dave's really good to us. Dave's done a really good job. We go on trips. He has food ready for us.
Yeah, he's giving us, like, always, like, what food do you want? And he also gave me food for my room. Yeah.
That's great.
He's been really good to us.
Is your mom a good cook?
Yes.
Yeah. So you like her cooking? Okay.
And I like cooking, too. I'm really good.
You're good. Are you
a
good cook?
Rain has awesome tried my cook.
They're roommates. Yeah. So they're together with... With my daughter Rachel and Laura, the setter.
Okay.
And,
is Melissa a better cook?
Yeah, way better.
And it's always healthy. It's pretty healthy.
Is. Okay.
She's pretty good.
Which one's messier?
Me and Mel are both pretty clean.
You're both,
honestly.
You're both very tidy.
Last year, we said we wanted each other again this year because we kept our room clean and we don't like it messy.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I think all four of you are pretty good in your room.
Yeah.
What do you like about the United States, Mel?
I like the culture. The people is nice, is friendly. They like in the college, the people is always aware about international, like they want to learn about my culture. So they are interested in me, on the other countries. I like how like the behavior of the people, like they are in their own business. They don't talk like if you are wearing something, they are not going to say anything. In Colombia, if you are wearing, like, bad, you are not matching, they are going to talk behind
really?
You. Yeah.
All right. So we're cool like that. Yeah. Okay. That's good. That's
good. Yeah, and I like when it's snow. I like that.
So you don't
She's
like,
never seen snow
you don't
before
like
here.
Cold,
yeah.
But you like snow.
Yeah. The first time when I saw the snow, I was so excited. But then I was like, no more snow. No more.
I was freaking out. She was like, Raylan, come look outside. It's starting to snow.
Raylan, have you taken her deer hunting or anything like that?
Actually, we were in archery class.
Oh,
and Coach is the teacher.
Yeah.
And she's having some struggles in the beginning trying to, you know, figure out how to stand and her posture, but she started getting it.
Good.
It's funny. She comes to
I
the
really
class
like it.
Their
I was
video.
So excited about that class. I was like, Ray, come with me, please, my first class. And
their
when
video
I did
and send it home. You know, she sent it back to mom and everybody.
Yeah. Because when I made, like, I put the, in the target, I was jumping. I was like, yes, I did it.
But it's something she's never done before. Kind of like the snow, kind of, you know, and that's part of what I like, the idea of when the internationals that come in, you know, and mix it together with the local kids and everything else, they both get a little education. You know, Mel's learning from, you know, Ray Lynn because of what she does, but yet Ray Lynn's trying to figure, man, back there you do this, that's really cool too. So it's a really good interaction with two different cultures that you can learn from each other, you know, and be better because of it, because she's going to learn something that she would have never known and vice versa. And things like that doesn't seem like a big deal because you shot a little bow and it went in there. But to her, that's never done before. It's so exciting. She sent it back to her parents. Or same thing. If she was getting something from her, she'd tell her mom. It's like, this is what they do back in Colombia. You know, so it's a really good fit, you know, to have a few that different culture. And it works out really good, I think, with the local kids getting some new ideas and new different things to learn for their future, you know, make memories.
It's a great thing about being, well, at college, first of all, and then also being part of a team, so with other people. So let's set the stage. Saturday, noon, Bob Seacrest Fieldhouse. You'll play the winner of West Plains and Jeffco. They'll play Friday night at your place.
6:30.
You know each other so well already. You played twice, home and home. Is there anything that you look for in that Friday night match? Is there any advantage that is yet to be gained?
I'm guessing that pretty much we're all who we are now, you know. Unless there's an injury or something like that, you know, with them, I don't think there'll be too much change between when we played them the last time or, you know, whatever. Especially when it's only been a week or so, we played West Plains, and only 2 or 3 weeks ago we played Jeffco. So unless there's an injury somewhere that, you know, would change the lineup, my guess is it'll all pretty much be the same. So you know, it's one game. You know, they have to win one game at our place. We have to win one game at our place. You know, it comes down to that. And that's what I mean. I wouldn't want any different. I don't want to win easy. You know, I'd rather have to battle and say we deserved it. You know, not just given to us. So we're gonna have that battle. I mean, it'll be there. I guarantee it, because either one of those teams want to go same place we want to go, and you have to go through there to get there. And they know that, hey, we lost to them twice, but guess what? We only have to beat them one time. You know, and that's how we have to look at it. Hey, we beat them twice, but we have to beat them one more time. So we can't go into that thinking, oh, we just beat them last week, so it's going to be easy, because it won't be. So it's a situation where that's the mentality we're trying to tell these kids is, if we play right and we play our game, we're aggressive and everything else, I feel like we're in a good shape. But if you don't, and you feel like that, oh, well, we'll win easy because we already beat them, you'll get beat. It's that simple. Yep. So we just got to come in with a mindset and make sure we take care of business, have a good fan base, have a good crowd there cheering us on, like, you know, we did last time with Midnight Madness. Our home games have always been pretty populated, you know, watched and brought in. So we just need that extra cheering section. I think it makes us a little more energy, a little more hype, and you know, brings us home, you know, victory for Saturday. And that's our goal. We want to win Saturday and then get a number one seed and keep on going direction we want to go.
That's noon Saturday, Bob Seacrest Fieldhouse. Yep. We'll be on the air with your pregame show at 11:45 on KREI, and then the top two seeds from your region will move into district play. You are already among the top two seeds by virtue of getting the bye.
Correct.
So you will play again next Saturday.
Correct.
As well.
At home.
At home. And what happens there is the top two seeds from your district and the top two seeds from – or region, I beg your pardon. And then the top two seeds from the Iowa region.
Correct.
Will get together, and then that's who determines goes to nationals.
Well, there's eight teams total. Okay. So the top two teams, which is – us and whoever in Region 16, whoever wins Friday night and wins or loses Saturday. And then the top two out of Iowa and the top three out of Illinois side, which is Johnny Logan, Lakeland, Vincennes, Kaskaskia, those teams over there, three of them come over. And then the District 4, Region 4 out of Chicago, they have one team out of them. So there's two district tournaments. Both of them will be at the Region 16 1 and 2 seed team. So no matter what, we're going to host again next Saturday. We just don't know who we're playing yet, because they have to play their region yet. We're playing ours this Saturday. Iowa has to play theirs, and then they put it all together and go, okay, these teams are 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 or so. So there's eight teams total going to come out, four in each district on next Saturday.
Okay.
We just don't know for sure who we're playing yet until we get all done Saturday.
And do only the winners of those
correct
go to nationals?
Correct.
Then? Yeah.
So you have to win out. You know, so you got to play two next Saturday, and you have to beat two teams. And like I said, the two teams coming out of Iowa is Iowa and Indian Hills. Two teams coming out of Illinois is going to be, you know, whoever that's going to be, but Vincennes, could be Johnny Logan
right
from last year. You know, so again, you got competitive teams coming in to play a mini tournament, you know, so to speak. And you know, so I've been telling them, and I mean this for sure, we just need to look at Saturday, take care of business Saturday, play our game, get past that, then play whoever's next. Now's the time not to look at nationals. Now's the time to look at each game, do our job, finish the game there, who's next week. And that's how we got to look at it.
Thanks for coming on, guys.
Hey,
our hour went fast. It was fun.
Yeah, I chimed in a little bit. I wanted to hang out and see what you guys were talking about, see if you're saying good things about me.
Yeah, we tried to.
You didn't say anything, did you, Mel? Did you say anything good about me? You didn't.
We'll be back on the air with Mineral Area College Volleyball Saturday, 11:45 pregame show, noon first serve. Mac will play the winner of West Plains and also Jefferson College, and then we'll have them again on the air the next week for their district tournament. Remember, we've got football tomorrow night on all of our stations, first week of the high school state playoffs, so we're looking forward to that. And we also have Final Four softball on the air for you, as the Hillsboro Hawks going to be playing in the Final Four as well. My thanks to Tim Copeland, Sammy Meyer, Jim Gerwitz, me, Gene Merrill Doss, all joining us on the Cardinal Conversation, and the players as well, Shelby Meyer, Ainsley Finch, Melissa Avendano Toro, and Raylan Dodd, all joining us here at Applebee's. Our thanks to Kennedy Lira back in the studio for engineering and operating our broadcast tonight. And we say goodbye from Applebee's, eating good in the neighborhood.